We're going to continue with our media availabilities here at Martinsville Speedway. We've now been joined by Denny Hamlin, driver of the number 11 FedEx Walgreens Toyota. And Denny, a couple questions to start off. You do have a special paint scheme this weekend, so we definitely want to hear about that. But also, one of the themes that we've heard throughout the last 2 days during our conversations with several drivers is just how important Martinsville is to almost everyone in the garage, and everyone kind of has a Martinsville story. Talk a little bit about just your favorite memories here and how you plan to approach this weekend.
Well, that'll about cover it with all those questions. Let's see where I start. Yeah, it is a very important racetrack, but it's still only 33% of this round. Each track is equally important unless you win this race. So, I think that, we need to be successful here. We need to gain some points. This is obviously statistically our best shot, even though I feel like we can win each and every week. I feel pretty good about it. A lot of good memories here. 2009, maybe. When we came from ninth with three laps to go to win the race was probably my favorite memory at this racetrack. It's been a good one. Something about it that fits my driving style well. We have a tire that lays a lot of rubber down now, which is really good. Looking at truck practice and cup race from the spring, the groove is widened out quite a bit, so very happy about that, and we'll just see how it all plays out when we hit the racetrack.
Great. We'll go ahead and open for questions. If you have one, please raise your hand, state your name and affiliation, and we'll start with Mike.
I'm not talking about helicopter rides or anything like that. So,
Mike Emery, USA Today. Two things. What is it about this track? A lot of guys race short tracks coming up and do well, and they can't win here. Any number of guys can't win here. Obviously, you have. What's the deal?
Driving styles. I think that, when you get on bigger racetracks, there's a lot of different ways to do it. But I really believe that there's only one way to do it here. Now, everyone's able to do it, but some just don't. I think that this racetrack requires a certain type of style in which you enter the corner and exit the corner, and no other way has ever been successful here. So I think that many other drivers have replicated that and gotten better. So I think the field is wider now than what it was, two or three years ago when there was just kind of like three of us that won every time. I think data sharing has most to do with that. Now that we share each other's data, there are no secrets anymore. So I think that, that's kind of what it is. It's just a racetrack that you can only do it one way.
Four former champions left in the final eight. Does that matter? Does the experience of having won it, been there, done that, make a difference to you wrestling with those guys or not?
Not really. I don't think so. I think it's about, the speed that you have now. There's first champions all the time, for a reason. It just works out for them. Kyle got it a few years ago, and Harvick got his first a few years ago before that. So I think that it's all about how you're performing at this given time. I don't really know that, I think if this was a race over the course of a season or the old format where it was a race over 10 races, experience really kind of pays off. But I believe that anytime you have just a one race shootout for a championship, it's about who's the fastest, and that's it.
Okay, Reed.
Reed Spencer with NASCAR Wire Service. When you do the odds and the calculations going into this round, if you can't win one of the next three races, do you hope that Kyle and Truex do to open that up more for points for everybody else?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you want the guys that have the point lead on you, the bigger point leads on you to have good days and essentially win. I definitely would be rooting for those guys if we don't win. I think, that there's a good chance that there'll probably be two spots be given on points. We're behind the eight ball on that. So I think that, you know, we can make up a lot of points this weekend with stages and things like that. So, yeah, I think most drivers in my position or even around me in points will probably be rooting for Truex to win if they don't win.
Okay. Chris Knight, please.
Chris Knight, catchfence.com. Denny, last four races here in the fall, you've been in the top 10. And then the last 11 out of 12 races overall in the fall race, you've been in the top 10. What's your secret to running so well here in the fall compared to necessarily the spring at Martinsville?
Yeah, I don't know what it is about the fall that seems to be a little bit better for us, but I think it's, you know, you learn from your mistakes. And there's been a lot of rule changes, I think, that happened. And this race is early in the season, the spring race is, so I don't know that I fully adapt quick enough to the new rule changes. And typically through my career, it's been 10 races or so that I need to get into a season before I start kind of really performing well. And this race is well inside of that 10 races. So I think that for whatever reason, I just learned so much throughout the season. And I use the notes from the spring to then put together what I think is best for the fall. And it always seems to work.
All right, we're going to go Jerry, Nate, and then Caleb. Jerry, go ahead.
Jerry Jordan, King, the Tires.net and PRN. I want to ask you about helicopters, but last fall you lost a golf cart here in a tragic accident. Did you ever get an upgrade out of that, or what happened?
I did, but I don't know that I was reimbursed for it. I need to see Brooks about that. They destroyed my golf cart with their makeshift stage they drag out on the front stretch. Oh, it was destroyed, yeah.
All right, Nate, please. Microphone. Thank you.
Nate Ryan, NBC Sports. Denny, going back to the points situation over the next three races, granted, the structure is different than the last 3 years, obviously 60 max points now versus 48, 14 through 16. But it seemed like the last 3 years, you needed about 110 or 115 points to be assured of advancing at least one slot we know will be based on points in the championship four. Have you crunched the numbers at all? Do you know about where you need to be, do you think, points-wise?
I know I averaged sixth last year, and I didn't make it. Yeah. Over three races, I averaged a sixth-place finish and didn't make it. And that was before we had regular season bonus points put in. So, you know, I'm already behind the eight ball, and I think that sixth is still not good enough. So I think if you can, you know, to me, there's a number in my head of how many points I need to earn each week, I think, to make it in on points. But I plan on winning. See, it's in the 40s, yeah, that you need per race.
Right, Caleb, go ahead.
Caleb Whistler, kicking the tires.net. With Bubba Wallace being announced for the infamous number 43 for next season, what does that mean to you to see that NASCAR's diversity efforts are actually somewhat working?
It's good. You know, I think that Bubba's well deserving. He performed well, I thought, when he got in that car for the few races that he did, and so I think it's good for our sport. I think he's very marketable. You know, he's a good personality. He's always upbeat, and he's a great race car driver. So there's really no reason why he wouldn't be in the Cup Series. You know, I hate it for Eric, but I see brighter skies out there for Eric in the future.
All right. Any additional questions for Denny? All right. Thanks for your time this morning. Best of luck this weekend.